And Libby wants to know about moving back to Montana, where her heart is. We got the Ten of Wands reversed. You're wanting to know, is it going to happen? Is it going to happen soon? What's going on with that? It's not really going to be a possibility for you unless or until you're able to put down some of what you're carrying here and now. Okay? I mean, because when I focus on you, all right, the idea of, okay, I need to start saving for the move seems pretty much impossible, because you're like, I have just a pittance left after I do what I have to do and I fulfill my responsibilities. There's just really nothing left for that. But the thing is, you're not just paying your check, you pay other people's checks too. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm saying that as much as you carry, I'm seeing somebody walk around with like balls and chains on both their feet and on their hands and their arms. You know, you are really, really chained down with the responsibilities that you have now. You want to move to Montana? You want to start preparing for it and get going in that direction? That's doable once you unleash some of what you're carrying. But I don't see it happening before that. I don't think you're going to like get a scratch off ticket that's mil point two, and there we go, you know, time to move to Montana. I really think that that freedom comes as a direct result of when you find ways specifically to be able to let go of some of what you're carrying. And I think the timetable is going to be very, very closely related to releasing. Okay, and I don't know if like releasing the stuff will bring you, you know, the resources and the finances or whatever, but I do know your resources are extremely taxed now. Start the emotional releasing first. Okay. That's, you know, like not feeling responsibility for other people, even if you choose to help them, not being responsible for the outcome. Okay. That's pretty huge. And I think that that really is your best bet. I mean, it's kind of hard to follow your dreams when your physical being is wrapped up in somebody else's crap. You know, their issues, their mental issues, their the dirt in the corners in their house. You know, you're making a lot of shine, but it's not for you right now. So I wish you really, really well in that. I mean, I think you can get where you want to go, but I just think that you won't be able to get all the way there when you're carrying a backpack full of other people's rocks. Okay? Best wishes to you. Good luck. Much love.